It's Ask the Pastor Night. Any question, any topic. Now back to John Counsell on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Welcome back to the show. 521-8255 is the number to call. That's 521-TALK, star 580 on the Bell Mobility System, and 1-800-580-2372 is the long distance line. jcounsell@cfra.com is the email address. We are not open line, open topic. Carl Wake is on with me right now. Carl Wake is the chaplain of the Ottawa Carleton Detention Center. Carl, have you ever heard of, and if you're just tuning in, Carl baptized, and it's not a case of, I mean, Carl, being a chaplain, I mean, the only way you could baptize an inmate by full immersion is that they have to request it. They have to want it, right?
That's correct.
And have you heard of any other, I know you're well connected with other detention centers across Canada and even some of our penitentiaries. Have you ever heard of that many inmates wanting to be baptized by full immersion ever in a penitentiary or jail anywhere in Canada? Like at one time?
I haven't gone out and researched this, so I hadn't heard it in my circle of friends.
It's quite unique.
There is baptism by pouring. Sometimes chaplains will have a wash basin or a bowl and bring in a pitcher of water and pour water over the head. I just went for broke.
Well, I mean, but baptism biblically, anybody that was ever baptized in the Bible, it's full immersion.
That's
and,
right.
And the distinction is that means you're serious. That takes quite a commitment. That's somebody saying, my faith means a lot to me. I want the full Monty here. I want what they do in the Bible. That's what I want to do. And I would say that's what makes this whole experience so unique.
That's right. Now, and the whole symbolism of full immersion is it's symbolizing the death and then resurrection. You die to your old self and you rise up into your new self.
Mm-hmm.
And you're washing away your sins and you're coming up all clean and
it's
ready
symbolic,
to live for
it's symbolic of that spiritual reality.
That's
I know.
Right. And we had to stress to the inmates that this is just a symbolic act of it's symbolizing what you've already done, and I made it. I made sure that they understood that they had all dedicated their life to Christ beforehand, and so that this wasn't going to save them. This was not going to do anything. It was just their public declaration that they wanted to follow Christ. And what was really neat was for each of them, they if you can picture this, they were standing on very hot pavement, and one guy had he begged to be first because his feet were burning on the asphalt of the yard. So he said, "I want to go first, quick!"
Oh, man.
And so there he was. He took off the coveralls and just had the gym shorts and stepped up onto a milk crate that we had placed there as a step, and then stepped into the laundry tub. And while he was standing there, I asked him, "What would bring you to stand here and have officers looking at you, have your peers looking at you? You're opening yourself up to ridicule and disgrace. Why are you here?" And I asked that of each person, and to a person, they just had a firm resolve in their face and a smile all over. They said, "I want to serve God." And,
wow.
And they knew what they were doing. And then I said, "Well, on the basis of that public confession of your faith, it gives me the greatest privilege to baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." And down they went, and to see some guys who were very tall, much bigger than me, tattoos all over them, scrunching themselves to get under 18, 20 inches of water because they wanted to be baptized, and they came up, and they were just glowing. It was just a highlight of highlight of my day and highlight of my year, I tell you.
Now, Carl, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Would you say that this is what happened two Saturdays ago? And I know you're not packing it in or anything. You're still working with these guys, and you're not just this is not a one-shot deal with you. But is this, in a sense, a culmination of your many years that you've spent in chaplaincy? Is this, does this rank up there with one of the, you know, and I know how chaplains think. I know how pastors think. I am a pastor. Mm-hmm. This has got to be one of the greatest thrills you've ever had in your calling, your career. I mean, this has got to be a culmination of you know, a ton of labor here.
I would put it as it's it just demonstrates that if you hang in there and you show that you're in it for the long run and that you care about the institution and the staff see that you care, they're willing to work with you. And I got such cooperation by everyone.
So you got years of building up your credibility there.
That's right.
They know they can trust you.
And so
it's not a fly-by-night thing.
That's why God and me could pull it off. I couldn't have even dreamed of doing this when I was there earlier in my career, but as I get more experience, and I'm in my 18th year at the detention center, I feel like I'm only just beginning. I'm just excited about all that's happening at OCDC. It's a privilege to work there. So I don't think, like you said, this isn't the end. I just see it as it's a confirmation.
It's a huge step.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, Carl, Paris Hilton got out of jail yesterday,
uh-huh.
And you know there's a ton of people that are saying, oh, yeah, she's made some type of commitment to God, because so many people make commitments to God in prison because, you know, we've got to go to the news. And when we get back, and we got callers that want to talk to you, and anybody that's on hold is going to get on the air, I promise you. But I just want to, when we come back from the news, Carl, I mean, you've been a chaplain for 18 years. You know a con when you see one. You know if somebody's kind of faking a commitment to God for whatever reason. I want you to talk about that, and I want you to give us your thoughts, not only on Paris Hilton making a commitment to God, but how do you know for sure that those 12 that you baptized by full immersion, how do you know that some of them are not using that to maybe score brownie points, maybe to get off and out of prison a lot earlier, or to kind of bend attitudes towards them to a more favorable position? And I know to answer that question, you can't do it before the news, and I'll let you mill that around during the news break, and that's what we're coming back with after the news with Carl Wake. Carl Wake is the chaplain of the Ottawa Carlton Detention Center. As long as he's on the air and Ask the Pastor tonight, it's Ask the Pastor and Ask the Prison Chaplain. There's probably other stuff about what he does in his job that you want to know about, and certainly, you know, as I'm asking him questions, more are coming to my mind. If you're on the line, and we do have people on the line, you're all getting on the air, okay? I promise you that. You may have to wait a little bit, but you're going to get on the air. This is Ask the Pastor, Late Night Counts. Ask the Pastor and the Prison Chaplain tonight. Stay with us.
The heart of the problem is usually a problem with the heart. This is Ask the Pastor on Late Night Counsel.